about Wilson's instructions. You spoke of having him go down.
I don't care. I just wanted someone of stature that had good ability. It might be that he's a surface ham would be
a little noisy.
More than noise than we want to.
Carl would prefer to send his man Ryan, who is his Latin American.
I'd send anybody that's good.
There's one other order about it that needs to be checked with you. Rowan would like this man to have control over U.S. information. I don't believe that should be in any order.
I think it would be undesirable. I think while we're there, we've just got to. I think it's undesirable out there, and I think he's got to quit being ambitious.
Yep.
He's a servant and not a master.
Yep.
And in these things, I'm going to hide behind the Joint Chiefs as long as I can.
Exactly.
We couldn't.
What I will ask is for the ambassador to use a State Department officer to exercise his authority in coordination, because I see no pain in that. But I think you're absolutely right. We don't want the military to look hobbled by political authorities. We are getting two different stories. The people down there are putting it out awfully hard that this is an anti-communist exercise, whereas up here what we're doing is saving American lives and warning on the side that there is a communist problem. It's not something that I think Carl had better be allowed to handle, though, because he's awfully heavy-handed. Wilson is the smartest of the lot, and the question really is one of visibility. He would, I think, do the best immediate job, but I wonder whether you want the deputy director of USIA on the island in the next few days with 60 newspaper men watching him.
I didn't mean that literally. I just mean somebody.
I get it.
I said he wants to be ambassador, and I'd take the best person I had to put there, but I don't mean that.
I understand.
I'd say Bundy wants to be president, maybe, but that doesn't mean that he ought to go.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Anyway, what's happening there?
We have nothing back from OAS.
What is this about them shelling the power station and so forth?
You're ahead of me on that. I haven't seen that report. There is sporadic firing.
I want you to tell each responsible man that I want to report tonight what they have said to their ambassadors about the May Day stuff and what precautions they've taken.
We sent out a circular on May Day, and the other thing that we're doing is going to the specific ambassadors. I've been to Gordon, Harriman, and Moscoso this morning about troops, because I think those are the three most important countries in some ways. We are trying to get Betancourt in here to talk with him. Would you be willing to talk with him over the weekend?
I think it would be very ill-advised, but I wouldn't mind.
Why do you think that?
I think the imperialist has bought him off, and the intervenor has been conniving with him, and I think it makes him a satellite of Johnson's, and I don't think he can do for us what he would do if he was surfaced. I think if some Drew Pearson says Johnson had him in, and then I think it's just like...
Suppose he felt it gave him strength, what would you say?
I wouldn't object to it. I'd rather have my judgment than his.
I understand.
But if he does, I would modify mine.
Yeah. All right, sir. We've done, I think, a pretty thorough job with the Straight Line Press and with some of the columnists, and I think we get plenty of reporting tomorrow that there is a communist hand in this. We have not heard more back from the field nor from the OAS. We will do in the course of the afternoon, and we'll be back in touch with you. Do you want to sign off for a bit now?
Yes, I think you've on this stuff you're accepting a challenge on Vietnam out in Michigan. I think that you ought to quietly say we are not going to permit, Johnson will not permit any McCarthyism.
Yeah.
But we must, as trustees of yours, to Charlie Bartlett and others, he's just been in a press meeting with him, we must, as your trustee, tell you that we read that Hanoi and even Moscow and Peking and Eastern Europe and others say, the people they're divided and they can't hold out much longer because all the students are doing this and all the Congress is doing this. And a week later, we read it in the paper, and a week later we hear a speech made about it, and then pretty soon you thought it was thought up at Johnson City.
Yeah, yeah.
Now I'm looking at these, and I'm seeing the pattern, and I just can't be silent because of 31 people called on Johnson to parade. 21 of them had good records.
Yeah.
And some of mamas were the on the board of directors of the Communist Party.
Sure.
And what they're doing in La Paz, Bolivia, and what they're doing in Mexico City, and what they're doing in Vietnam, and what they're doing in Dominican Republic is not totally unrelated.
Yep. Yep.
And you people ought to know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right, sir.